Earlier this afternoon, a little bit before supper time, we had a report from Seattle that there were a large number of birds flying over the area. And first of all, it was a little bit north of Seattle. Then Seattle itself heard about it, and we were able to get a report from our sister station there.
Just like the Alfred Hitchcock thriller, the birds came to Seattle in one of the most beautiful and spectacular phenomenons of nature ever witnessed here in the Great Northwest. It all started when what had been a great sun splash November day was darkened by a sudden cloud, except there were no clouds. Instead, calls began to flood our KOL newsroom with excited reports that enormous flying creatures were filling the sky in a tight, huge formation over the city of Seattle. The reports identified the mysterious creatures as big, multicolored birds, if you can call them that. And while their appearance is frightening, they made what was termed an unbelievably beautiful sight. The birds are said to be apparently harmless despite their size and their sound, which can only be described as a weird babbling noise, and which even rattled several Seattle windows. While many Seattle residents admitted to panic and some rushed into homes, stores, gas stations, or other public and private buildings, the majority stood their ground spellbound as the creatures zigzagged in formation in and out of the city several times before finally winging their way south. Where the birds are headed next is anybody's guess, but if and when they arrive in your area, you'll know it without any doubt. Gary West at KOL Seattle for WDRC in Hartford.
Okay, and then as I said, later on we heard reports from San Fernando that the birds were in that vicinity, and here's the report we got from sister station KGIL.
Earthquakes and mudslides are no strangers to Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley, but that doesn't mean they're popular. Residents themselves readily admit that there's something for the birds. And to prove it, the birds arrived today to prove it for themselves. Not just any birds, but huge creatures estimated to appear in the weight area of 10 to 20 pounds. They appeared suddenly and unannounced over the valley and Los Angeles area, slipping through the smog in one of the most eerie sights ever seen in the land of eerie sights. It takes a lot to make a Californian look twice, and it did in this case, too, because one look held a witness spellbound at the vision of this huge formation of flying creatures racing noisily, appearing and reappearing in and out of the banks of thick haze. Here at KGIL, our station was rendered almost helpless with calls about the birds. What or who were they? Where did they come from? Where were they going? Calmer callers called them absolutely beautiful, though their babbling sound did cause some alarm. Alarm which is so far proven unwarranted, for none of the birds is known to have landed. And after nearly an hour, they simply dissolved into the mist and disappeared. Frank Bingham, KGIL Los Angeles, for WDRC in Hartford.
And we received correspondence, you know, from Seattle, from our news stations up there. The phones were flooded from people calling saying that a flock of birds, you know, is flying over, and it's like nothing they've ever seen before. Now, there's all kinds of small little reports related to it, like a football game. They had a play under the lights because these birds cast a dark shadow as they flew flocks of them, you know, and wild things like that. Like a gypsy moth invasion that we had about the 4th of July. Ron Allen was rapping on about that. So what we're trying to do is find out, you know, what this has to do, what's going on. It's kind of strange. And we should very, very soon get a hold of a correspondent at WWTC. It's happening here. Listen to this report.
After their original appearance and just this mysterious disappearance from the West Coast, the birds have come to Minneapolis and gone to who knows where. Traveling at what must be an incredible speed, their first appearance was reported by a farmer some 30 miles west of Minneapolis. This time, our audience was prepared for the flying creatures, and by the time they arrived over the city, literally thousands upon thousands were out of their homes and out of their cars to get a good bird's eye look at what has to be one of the most unusual and most spectacular events in decades. Huge, beautiful birds flying in more of a pack than a formation, casting a huge shadow over their path below. At first, they appeared over the horizon like an enormous black zeppelin, like an isolated mountain in the air. Then came the sounds of their babbling voices in unison with their flapping wings, which sounded like an awning factory in the windstorm. For all that, the huge multitudes below, armed with the fact that the creatures have not damaged or harmed, stood packed, silent and awestruck, as a mammoth mass of speaking umbrellas passed overhead. Once, twice, three times, making a final low pass before suddenly inverting skyward and out of sight headed east. Tom O'Neill at WWTC in Minneapolis, reporting for WDRC in Hartford.
Well, it's happening, man. There's like three stations that we've heard from so far. Now, we just got a report about a minute ago that the birds have been seen in Pennsylvania, which is, what, about anywhere in the state, 5-6 hours from Hartford. So, I don't know, and about 10 minutes ago, I had a fellow call me from Wethersfield, and he was kind of a camera freak, and he was all set to get his camera out and his color film to Just in case the birds do make their way here. So I don't know. I'd suggest it to you if you're, you know, inclined to do so. But that's the latest report from Pennsylvania. The birds have been seen. And that's all we have. We're going to try to get a hold of a station in Pennsylvania somewhere and see if we can get an update report from you, for you, our WDRC, okay?
Without anything further, let's hear what they have to say.
Philadelphia got the bird today, and who gave it to them was that huge flock of feathered phenomena, which earlier appeared first on the West Coast, winged its way south to Los Angeles, and then darted eastward to the Midwest, and only moments ago left the city of brotherly love, headed north toward New York and New England at their characteristic high speed, a speed not attributable to any other known living creature. While Philadelphians had heard reports about the birds in the West and Midwest, no one really anticipated their appearance over the Quaker City at all, let alone so quickly. But once the multicolored plume of featherage, the size of a football field, swept across the sky, it didn't take long for Philadelphia to come to a standstill to witness the mystery and the beauty of what has yet to be explained by anyone, including experts, if it can ever be explained at all. Aircraft in various locations across the nation have reported brief spottings of the stampeding birds, but so far they've eluded close observation. Only one thing is certain, and that's a relief. The birds don't stay anywhere very long, and so far as is known, they're harmless and there's no cause for alarm. A note just handed me, it appears certain that by all indications of their present course, the bird should appear over Connecticut skies in your WDRZ area shortly after 4 this afternoon. So I might suggest that those of you listening to our report to WDRZ at this time be tuned in for more definite information starting shortly after 4 p.m. Pete Jackson, WIBG Philadelphia, for WDRZ in Hartford.
Okay, you've heard the latest that we have, and anything further that we get, of course, we'll be bringing to you immediately.
I'm sorry, Tony, you didn't phone our skidoo, but we're sending a Big D 3-year calendar to you for playing, and also, free of charge, a Big D Thanksgiving turkey. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tony.
Thank you.
Right, thanks for listening.
Have a good day. You've got a